And I don't want this house. But because I walked through it, guess what I promised myself I would do? Make an offer. What kind? Ridiculous. So I made an offer of $20,000 cash.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and glad you can join me. Mike Butler here. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the Mike Butler's Investor Pledge. This has made me probably, I would say, at least $500,000, if not more, over the years. And it's something that's pretty simple, and it's going to rattle your cage. And I figured this out early on because I didn't have time to accommodate everybody that wanted me to take a look at their house or come out here and look at it and make me an offer and stuff. So here's what has happened, and you might have experienced this already. How many times has someone heard about you buy houses? And so this seller calls you up and says, hey, I got a house for sale. I hear that you buy houses, right? And you say, yeah. Okay, well, I'd like for you to come out here and take a look at it and see what you can do. See if I can sell it to you. Well, I used to jump on that. I'd get so excited. Somebody's calling me wanting to sell their house. And so I would pretty much drop everything and best I could and run out there and look at it, and only to discover that, number one, they're not a motivated seller, or number two, I walk through it and I shake my head and I walk out of there and say, man, that's a money pit. There ain't no deal here. Have you ever done that? All right. Well, if you hadn't heard this and you haven't done it yet, you will be doing that. But I don't want you to do that. You know why? Because your time is so precious and valuable. With the 5-Hour Real Estate Week that we're doing here, the whole purpose of this is so that you can safely and quickly capture those 20 nice rental houses, get them paid for in 3 to 5 years, so that you can stick a fork in me and say, I'm done. Yeah, you can keep growing your business. But here's what I focused on, and here's what I did, and I promised to myself, because I wanted to be efficient. So this is worthy of writing it down. And I'm going to say this kind of slow, okay, so that you can write this down and make sure you get it. So write this down in quotes. And I want you to stick by this. When we get done telling you what this investor pledge is, I want you to imagine it tattooing that thing in invisible ink backwards on your forehead so you can read it every morning in the mirror and you won't forget. So here we go. You ready? I promise to myself and my family, from this point forward, to make an offer, even if ridiculous, on every property, I take time out of my precious day to view. So going over real quick, make sure you got this written down. I promise to myself and my family from this point forward to make an offer, even if ridiculous, on every property I take time out of my precious day to view. So assuming you get your job, whatever that might be, and I had mine, I was not in a position where I could just jump up and run out the door and go look at anything and everything coming down the pike because somebody wanted to sell a property. Okay. Number one is you want to look for motivated sellers. Every deal that I have done, every single deal that I have done has had a motivated seller. Okay. That's who you're going to target. Now, if you decide that you're going to get up out of your chair and go out there and look at this property, guess what you've promised yourself? You're going to make an offer. What kind of offer? Even if ridiculous. So let me tell you this one, this true story here. So there was a house over in the south end of Louisville, Kentucky, and it was listed with a real estate agent. Well, in fact, this one is listed with Coldwell Banker, and I still have this thing today. So I drove down the street one day in my little plain Coles unmarked truck, or whatever you want to call it, not unmarked, but undercover truck. And I see a Coldwell Banker sign in the front yard, and it's a brand new Coldwell Banker sign. Well, I didn't think too much about it. You know, they're going to be asking top dollar. I didn't even call. Well, I happened to drive down that same street about 2 months later, and the Coldwell Banker sign's there. It's leaning over a little bit. It's got grass clippings thrown up on it. Grass has grown up a little bit. And I said, something ain't right here. So I called up the real estate agent. Her name was Sam Harden. And sounded like a guy on the phone, bless her heart. But anyway, so I called her up and I said, hey, Sam. And I, you know, of course, we act like we know each other and all this and that. And I said, hey, Sam, I'm calling about your house over here on Clara. Is that still for sale? She says, yeah, it is. Matter of fact, we had a contract on it, but the deal fell through. Now, this was back in the early 90s. Does that still happen today? Yes, it does. Okay, so I'm sitting in front of the house. I said, is it vacant? She says, yes. I said, well, give me the key code here, Sam, and I'll go walk through the house right now. So she gave me the key code, and I go in the front door, back door, whatever it is, and I walk through the house, and this is a butt ugly house. I mean, now it was 38-year owner-occupied house. And the elderly couple that lived there, the lady had her own neighborhood beauty shop in the basement where she did everybody's blue hairs and did the body work on it and stuff. And I don't know what Elmer did, but the inside was very well maintained. It had green shag carpet in it still. It had great cabinets, even had a dishwasher built in, which is kind of unusual. The floor plan was goofy, and it was just an ugly house. And I said, man, I don't want this thing. So I walked out of it. And they were asking at that time $80,000 for this house. And they had a contract on it and deal fell through. So, and it's vacant right now. So I've walked through this and I've already promised myself the investor pledge. So I sit down in my truck and I pull up my simple one-page offer. And I don't want this house. But because I walked through it, guess what I promised myself I would do? Make an offer. What kind? Ridiculous. So I made an offer of $20,000 cash, as is. Okay, so I rolled up that offer, my simple one-page offer. Then I put it in an envelope in my little briefcase that I had. I carried around and with my buyer's toolkit and our crash kit, if you will. And I took it over to the Coldwell Banker office and put her name on it and gave it to the agent. Well, believe it or not, guys, if a real estate agent has a fiduciary obligation to their client, which would be the seller in this case. And if you could get an old paper towel, a used paper towel, and if you could write up an offer on it and it was readable or something, you give it to the real estate agent who has that house listed. Guess what they have to do by law? They have to present it to the seller. So none of this 28-page stuff you got to fill out because the real estate agent says so. No. I use my simple one page. Okay? And if they got 28 pages of stuff to fill out, they worry about that. So I made an offer of $20,000. Well, the next day, this agent, Sam Harden, calls me up, and I answer her on my bag phone. And she starts cussing me up one side down the other. I'm like, holy cow, Sam, what in the world is going on? What did I do? And so I'm thinking she's all riled up because of my offer. And I expected to get something like, that's insulting, blah, 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 and all that. So she's cussing me out. And then I'll never forget this. She said, if I'd have known that, I'd have bought it myself. Huh. Lesson learned here. So I bought this house that was listed for $80,000. They probably had a contract on it for $80,000 that fell apart and blew up. This elderly couple had moved out of town. And they were just wanting to make it go away. I had no inside information about the sellers at all, other than she had her beauty shop downstairs. So they accepted my offer of $20,000, and I bought the house. And it's still got a butt-ugly floor plan. It's still a butt-ugly house, but I still have it today, and it rents for $900 a month. Now, it gets better. Wait till you hear this. So I'm guessing about, 4 to 6 or 8 weeks later, I get a phone call. And it's Ethel down in Horse Cave, Kentucky. And she says, this Mr. Butler? And I said, well, it depends. I said, who's this? She says, my name's Ethel, and you bought our home on Clara Avenue back in whatever, okay? And I called our real estate agent, Sam, and asked for your number, and it was it okay for me to give you a call? And she says, yes, it was okay to give me a call. She says, the reason I'm calling you is because I've got a check in the mail here from our insurance company for the hail damage that happened back in the spring. Where do you want me to mail this check to? I said, have you had lunch yet, Ethel? She says, no. I said, tell you what, let me get my daughter together. I'll stop by Colonel Sanders and I'll bring you some lunch. We'll have lunch together and you won't have to worry about that at all. So my papaw used to bring us Colonel Sanders chicken on Sundays a lot of times, buy a bucket of that stuff back in the day. So me and Rachel drive down there, hit Colonel Sanders, take him the chicken, talk to him, learn about this. Now, this house was one block over from where I grew up, and it was right on my paper route, too. And so we talked about all the different people, the neighbors we knew and everything. And then she pulls out the check. And, well, no, on the phone. I got cart before the horse here. So when I was on the phone, she asked me where she wanted me to have her send me the check. And I said, well, how much is the check for? She goes, it's $8,800 and some odd dollars and some change. I'm like, whoa, holy cow. So that's when I said, all right, me and Rachel are going to come down. So we take them the chicken and all that. She signs out, she endorses the back of the check and hands it to me. So that's called a third party check. And I took it back home and I deposited the thing. Now, here's the method to my madness or the lesson to learn here. So that house I made an offer on at $20,000 that they accepted, I also got a check from their insurance company for $8,800. So if you take $20,000 minus $8,000, it's $12,000, you know, and so that's kind of ballparking. So I actually ended up buying that house for about $12,000. And you know what? It had never happened unless I had implemented my own Mike Butler's Investor Pledge, because I couldn't tell you how many times prior to that, that I'd walk through a house and say, oh my gosh, this is a money pit. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. And I didn't even make up an offer. I just wasted my time. So lesson learned here is if you take time out of your precious day to go view a property, you must make an offer, even if ridiculous. Okay. And had I not made that offer, I'd have never got that house for $12,000. I still have it today. Like I said, I think it rents for $900. So etch that in stone. Your time is too precious and valuable to waste it just riding around looking at stuff and maybe making an offer, maybe not, bumping your gums and yapping at folks. Okay. Because you got to be efficient. So that was the huge lesson today. Is Mike Butler's Investor Pledge. Write that down and use it, okay? And I want you to understand, if you make a decision to get up out of your chair or drive over there to see this property or whatever, okay, if you're going to go look at it, guess what you must do? Make an offer, even if ridiculous. So this is a good one here. I want you to use that, implement it right away. There's no excuse not to. And you'll be surprised. You will get a lot of rejection, but every once in a while, somebody says, okay. And you know what? That's good. That's good. Okay. So this wraps up this episode. I'll see you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.